Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Prophet David Howard Jr. from the name of the broadcast is True for Consequences. I'm riding down the road. I want to talk about this personality-driven stuff today. Personality-driven. A lot of our conflicts today come from people being driven by personality. Skin tone, personalities, that type of thing. And a lot of people, they're so evil nowadays that they don't even realize when they're starting trouble. Like, for example, here in Texas, you have a lot, not all, but you have a lot of Latinos who have a growing disdain for black people. So sometimes when they're with their girlfriends, they want to start trouble, kind of like the guy just tried to do. His tires didn't need any air in them, but trying to get under my skin, he was there for like 10 minutes acting as if he's putting air in his tires. He doesn't realize that I'm a prophet and I have unction and intuition. And I know what he was trying to do. But that goes hand in hand with what we're talking about today. Stop being personality driven. Stop being personality driven. There is no God but the Most High. White people are not God. They did a excellent job of gaining control over the masses, but God is unseen. God sits on the throne high above all things. The Most High created all who are human. And he wants me to tell all who will hear this today, tomorrow, anytime in the future, to stop being personality driven. Because a lot of these guys that you following, they ain't about nothing anyway. They ain't not the type that you will want to have your kids around. Because a lot of them molest kids. All you got to do is go to pimppreacher.com. I had a whole script for today, but I'm just going to talk. You have Eddie Long, who paid out millions of dollars to silence some boys that he had sex with. And this guy dresses up every Sunday, sometimes multiple times a week, to tell us about God, to tell us what we need to do. But yet, because he's rich, yet because his church looks nice, yet because he has a choir that sings very well, it don't matter what he does. But if somebody was broke, if you had a preacher that was broke, that was riding a bus to his church, you wouldn't take nothing off of him. Because that's how people are. Personality driven. Oh, I like him. He seems so happy. Do you know him? Do you know him? Because let me tell you something. A lot of these guys just smiling all the time, they straight gangsters linked with the Illuminati. So you got to start going a little deeper. You got to start digging a little deeper. I already done started. And as I told you before in previous broadcasts, I used to be that churchy guy that watched TBN and all of that every Sunday, stuff like that. But then I had a dream. And in that dream, what happened was I was walking in the field and I walked past a huge building. And I don't know if they forgot that the windows were open. But when I walked past that building, I looked inside, and I saw a lot of the mainstream popular preachers inside on the ground with their feet crossed, eyes rolling back in their head, looked like they were doing like a seance or something, candles everywhere. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. So after I had that dream, that's when I said, you know what? I ain't going to just take anything anybody say. Because I used to be personality driven. So I know what I'm talking about. I used to would not listen to certain preachers, no matter what they had to say. But now, if it's a subject that I'm trying to learn about and somebody else knows, I'll take into consideration what people say, regardless of how they look, regardless of, I mean, the appearance of success. Regardless of any of those factors, I take into consideration what they say, because I learned my lesson, and sometimes the Most High, He comes to me like that way, through visions, through dreams, through just speaking to the inside of me, through something that He shows me. And so I learned back then to stop being personality driven. Just like, okay, I'll give you an example. Here in Fort Worth, my job requires me, I deal with juveniles with criminal records and criminal records that's been erased and those types of things. And so we take them to community service. And I took them to community service one day at one of T.D. Jakes' churches. And they were passing out food. But guess what? They ain't even hardly have no food. They had Sunny Delight, some fruit that didn't look good, and a couple more things. Now, to this credit, I don't know what they passed out before that, but when I asked, the people looked at guilty, and they didn't, like, as if they were to say, well, we didn't have that much. That's the look that they had on their faces. And so I'm thinking to myself, now look at all these people in this cold. It was cold that day. This was Sunday. And they were dancing around, trying to dance, trying to act all happy and stuff, as if they're trying to be discovered or something, like this is American Idol or some type of stuff. And I noticed that Pimp Preacher, by the way, is one of my favorite sites because they don't pull no punches. And if I get out there and I do something, they don't have me on there. It's like, I like how they keep people accountable. And they keep people from, if you read their site, some people probably, well, I ain't going to that. They just try, they just hate. No, I don't see it that way. And when they produce that movie, I'm going to buy it. Guaranteed. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to play some clips from that one. Because I know that one is going to be a good one, right? Preacher.com. Basically, has a lot of newspaper clippings and a lot of different articles and blogs about what's going on in the church. And they don't just, it's not just the Christian church. They have rabbis on there too. They'll put anybody on there. And they just did one concerning all the black coats. So, you know, I just go on there in time just to see what's going on. And I noticed that, like, they're right when they say that a lot of these preachers, they'll give you one scripture, 1 minute of scripture, and 70 minutes of their own personal philosophy and opinion. And that's why you got to stop being personality driven, because I'm going to tell you something. I noticed a lot of y'all be out here starting stuff. The guy at the air. You may not like, because you think your car looks better than mine, or you think you're more successful than me or somebody else, that gives you a right to be disrespectful. But then when you get punched in your mouth or you get shot, the other person is wrong. See, we all have to learn how to live together in this world. I don't agree with most stuff, and I'm going to keep my righteous opinions, and I'm going to strive for righteousness. Of course, everybody is not, you're not going to be perfect all the time. But I'm going to strive for that. And I notice and I observe people, it's like a lot of people try to start trouble on these jobs, on the street, on the road, when you're driving. And a lot of it, I guarantee you this much here, is due to them being personality driven. You may not be the type of person that appeals to them. So they don't know how to just walk past and keep it moving. They don't know how to just do the right thing and still respect all mankind. a lot of people would come up and they just start starting stuff. They start stuff. And this is why, like, the doctrine that I preached that you're supposed to respect all people, and that's what the Bible preaches. But I think that we, black people, we need to go back to the basics and learn how to treat each other right first. Before we try to love everybody else, we need to learn how to love ourselves. It's a fact. And that's not being militant. That's not being racist. That's just stating facts. That we need to learn how to love ourselves, and we need to take into consideration how our ancestors were hung from trees. Our ancestors were sold into other plantations because the master liked it, one of the women, and she didn't like him. She liked it somebody else, so he would sell her off because she didn't want him. And a lot of them, I'm going to just be honest with you. This ministry is about honesty, truth, or consequences. I'm going to be honest with you. To this day, a lot of them like that. If you're not what they want you to be, they'll target you on these jobs. They'll start trouble with you. If you, like, for example, we all know the stereotypes on black men. I don't have to get into them. We all know the stereotypes on black men, okay? So a lot of women from other races are, in their mind, they know those stereotypes as well. But what if you are a guy that says, well, I'm only sticking to the sisters? In this world, around some people, you're going to have problems. That's just the way it is. I done had my hours cut just because I go to jobs and I don't be into certain women. I just go there to do my job, and they start stuff with me. And when they get a reaction, they want to cut hours. And that's why, I don't know about you, but that's why I always make sure I have multiple incomes. Because when you have one income, you're basically giving power to human beings. And we know and we see what human beings do, power. They don't do very well. That's why you got all these preachers sitting in these pulpits like they some gods or something. And then if you can have cameras set up, or you can be a fly on their wall, a lot of them is gay. A lot of them be cheating on their wives. They do all kinds of things. Somebody say, well, if I can be a fly on the wall, I'm sure you do stuff too. Let me tell you something. I'm not saying that I'm innocent, but I could tell you firsthand that this guy right here that's talking to you right now is going to make every effort to be real about mine. And if you ask anybody that know me, anybody that grew up with me, I've always been this way. I take that kind of stuff seriously. Like, I believe that people, that you should be surrounded by loyal people or nobody. That's just the way I think. I would, if I had to choose between having a church with 100,000 people and hardly none of them is loyal or real, and a church with 100 people that's all real, that I could trust, and they ain't gonna try to sneak up with my wife, they ain't gonna try to molest my kids, they ain't gonna steal money off my counter or do nothing weird, I'll take the 100. Matter of fact, I'll take 10 like that over 100,000. Give me 10. Because I know I would never, even though I believe that a preacher, if he's doing his job, he should be compensated. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with people giving to causes and to church and to their pastors. But make sure you're doing it for the right reason. And make sure you're not doing it just because of personality driven. I like the way he preached. So you giving him more money than you giving your own pastor. You giving him more money than you giving your cousin that you know is homeless. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then you think that when you die, you going to go and be in the heavens? Not going to happen. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. And a lot of y'all, I watch people. A lot of y'all is too weak. I already know you're going to take the mark of the beast. That's why I don't get off into people. That's why I believe that churches should start screening people. Ask them a series of questions, see where their mind is at, and see if they're serious about what it is that you're doing in your congregation about being a part of that. Stop being mushy and soft and realize the times that you live in. Because all you got to do is go to pimppreacher.com and you see how a lot of these preachers get down, how a lot of these preachers do things. Some of you say, he sounds ghetto. I don't trust him. Well, if you think that you could trust people to sound like college students, just look at what's going on in the country today. Just look at all the problems that are not being solved by people that's put in place to solve them. And like I told you, I'm going to begin to get into those things. But you got to realize something. People will frame you. People will come up with all types of lies about anybody that's going to do anything significant in the earth. Because a lot of people just won't fake. They won't fake. They're so used to fake that they don't even recognize real when it's in their face. So used to fake. Oh, we're raising millions of dollars. Then it disappears. Like some type of magical trick or something. Oh, well, we're raising money for a school. And speaking of that, Umar Johnson. Now, I had somebody argue me up and down. I mean, I think I met him. He seemed to be a nice guy when I met him. I went to one of his speaking engagements. And he's right. I agree with him. We do need to start sticking together and all this, all that. But you know what? He's a personality. And he proved it. Because when you get up and you start speaking in front of all these people and you start getting recognized and you start shooting down preachers and churches, you better make sure that you're above them in the way you conduct yourself. Because he got exposed. They talked about how much money he raised for that school and the school still ain't built. He's talking about black people need to stick together, but then they got conversations of him saying black people is trifling. Which is some truth to that. But a lot of stuff, man, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Because when you become that personality, when people start listening to you, and even people starting to listen to me, when people start listening, they're going to watch. Because I definitely do. I do it to my own wife. You tell me something, I'm going to watch you. And as soon as you do the opposite or do something worse, you're going to hear about it because that's just how I do. And that's how people should do me too. I have no problem with it. I have no problem with it. We got about 11 minutes left. I just want to stay on this subject a little bit. Like I was saying, when you start talking to other people, when you start raising money and doing those types of things, the real is going to recognize the real, and they're going to be watching you. Believe that. The only people you're going to get over on is gullible people, and them the type I do not want around, because when this stuff really jumps off, you're going to want to have some soldiers, some troops around you, some people that's going to endure to the end and even fight for your kids and theirs, because the Bible does not teach that we're supposed to just go down like some punks. I'm not saying I'm not encouraging violence, but unless it comes to you first. If somebody gets violent with you, wherever you at, you got a right to defend yourself. God ain't going to be mad at you. He ain't made, some of y'all deals with straight up hardcore thugs in the world. You got in the church, now you seem like a little sis, like you done got weak and soft. That ain't what he requires. Because I guarantee you, he ain't going to call you to preach if you like a little sister. He needs strong people, mentally, physically, strong. Because what happens? If you a little gay guy in your mind, guess what you going to do? You don't overcome that, you don't get delivered from that, you're going to be on pimppreacher.com. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. And I like PrimPreacher.com. I'm going to have to find some type of way to start supporting, because we need more websites like that. This going to put people in their place. And he without sin cast the first stone. That's not what he meant. It's not what he meant, because remember, he don't contradict himself, because he also said, judge not according to outward appearance, but judge a righteous judgment. Judge not according to outward appearance, but judge a righteous judgment. See, when you judge according to outward appearance, you're being personality driven. Somebody told me, I met somebody that just became a member at Bishop T.D. Jakes' church. He said, man, you know, I like the church. I like some stuff about the church and all. But, you know, I don't like how people be looking down on poor people and stuff. That ain't right. And he was basically saying that some of the people at that church, they look down on poor people. So you ought to want more for yourself. The only thing that flaws the prosperity gospel is for most people, is only working on one end. And that's the one that's preaching. But the prosperity gospel is true. Money, you can get money. If you do the right things, got the right ideas, you can get money. And you don't need no preacher to tell you, and stop thinking you need to give to these preachers. Because if that's true, then look at all the people who are atheists, millionaires, billionaires. Don't believe, try to stop themselves from believing in God at all. And got more money than they'll ever be able to use in their whole entire life. So stop thinking you have to give to these preachers to get it. That's a lie. Oral Roberts made that up. Another personality. He was like one of the first people to come out and start talking about that type of stuff. So stop being personality driven, and start. Let me tell you something. Your money is your money. You can support whoever you want, and I assure you that the Most High is not going to get mad at you at all. In fact, he may bless you even more. Okay, let me give you an example. Let's say it's a person that got saved, and let's say they're going through some trials and they end up homeless. And this person is real. This person is connected with the Most High. This person believes by faith in their heart, not in personalities. And I don't mean this in the wrong way, because I know some of you ain't, you're not in the depth level that I am in regards to religious studies, but that Jesus is a personality. It's a personality that's split off of the true Messiah, who Revelation chapter 19 says he has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. So That's a personality. That's why he looks like what? Like a Caucasian. Because he's a personality. Now, understand something. If you study the religious history, nobody looked like that Messiah in that region at that time. They would have called him a leper, and they would have cast him out. But anyway, I believe in the biblical Messiah. I just don't believe that all the details about him are the correct details. I believe some of them were added through the years by King James and by others, Francis Bacon, others. But I believe in him, and I've studied all of this, and I study it every day. My beliefs are not the traditional Christian fundamentalist beliefs anymore. In fact, if you look at the 21 Gold Illuminati, which we're going to get into in the coming days, you'll see what I mean by that. See, a lot of stuff, these personalities start adding stuff to the Bible, saying stuff that is sin that the Bible didn't say is sin. Like, let me give you a couple examples. Where did the Bible say it's a sin for you to go to the store and get you a can of beer and drink it? Where did it say that? Now, it said, now I'll tell you what it does say. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit and the Most High. And by the way, I know some of you, you know, you've been raised to believe Anybody that don't believe in the Trinity is not saved. Do your research on the Trinity. Do your research on where that concept comes from. And compare it to the organizations that work in the world today. And you tell me where it comes from. I know where it comes from. So the Holy Spirit is God. God is the Holy Spirit. He is. This is not separate. That's Him. He's the Holy Spirit. Like Paul said, one Spirit, one baptism, one. That's in the Scripture. But because people are personality driven, they'll see me. And, you know, a lot of my debates stem from people just looking at me. They look at me and think that I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't sound like I went to Princeton. I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I grew up on the Northwest Side. I keep my roots kind of close to the chest. So sometimes when I know somebody narrow-minded and I'm conducting business, I'll change the way I speak. But other than that, how I talk is how I talk. If you don't like it, it's other places you can go. Go to one of these little gay preachers' churches and give them all your money so you can get a new Bentley. But anyway, I have 2 minutes left. I'm just telling you, man, woman, child, stop being personality driven. And don't you dare ask for nobody's autograph. That's idolatry. Now, you overstep. See, back to what I was saying. A lot of people, they say stuff is in the Bible, but then they celebrate pagan holidays. And they do this and they do that. I'm going to close with this. Stop being personality driven.